Sounds foxy. Female wrestling and boxing, and you've got a ringside seat. Are these girls really fighting, or is it all in your mind? This is a Sounds Foxy production of Wrestling is Relative, where pussy and dick come together, but not how you think. Copyright 2015. SexySluggers.com. All rights reserved. My name is Emily. Since that's a poor name for an erotic wrestler, I chose a different name. I was watching a James Bond movie one night and loved the name of one of the Bond girls. Pussy Galore. Well, I couldn't steal the whole name. No pun intended. But I could use part of it. So, when Emily is in the ring, she's known as Pussy. My match last night was supposed to be against Paul the Python, but when he called in sick from the flu, the club manager found a last-minute replacement, Dick Knight, a fairly well-known wrestler who fought in a superhero-like mask. It was a good crowd, and I got some good cheers as I stepped through the ropes and discarded my robe, revealing my bared 38D breasts. "Ladies and gentlemen," called out Sarah, our ring announcer, "in this corner, weighing 135 pounds, Pussy Downs." I adjusted my candy apple red bikini bottoms and stepped away from my corner to acknowledge the introduction. They liked me, or my breasts. I stepped back and brushed my long blonde hair out of my face as the ref introduced the smiling man in the opposite corner. "Her opponent," Sarah continued, "at 167 pounds, Dick Knight." Dick had entered the ring wearing a black cape to complement his black mask, to a chorus of boos, except for a few cheers from some middle-aged women in attendance. Dick was one of the older wrestlers, and while not the most fit, he still had a mostly athletic figure. Might want to back off on those beers, though. We stretched for a moment. Then we jogged out of our corners. We tied up in the middle ring and struggled for a bit. Then he broke the tie-up and grabbed my arm. He flung me into the ropes, and when I bounced off, he caught me with a clothesline across my bouncing boobs. I hit the mat on my back, hard, holding my breasts, as though that would ease the pain. I found myself being pulled to my feet by my hair, and in a moment, Dick had grabbed my crotch with one hand and my shoulder with the other, lifted me upside down, and slammed me back down onto the mat. With the wind knocked out of me, I struggled to get to the ropes. I had a grip on the middle rope with both hands, trying to get to my feet when Dick caught up with me.
"Ha ha, girl," he growled. "No ropes."
He grabbed my ankles and pulled back, still holding onto the middle ropes. I was lifted horizontally in the air. I should have let go sooner. He pulled hard, and my grip on the ropes gave way, and the entire front of my body slammed into the mat. Tits first. I didn't even have time to grab my aching breasts. Dick pulled me onto my feet and wrenched a hammerlock on me. A hammerlock is a damn fine hold. It can dislocate your shoulder, unless your opponent cooperates. And believe me, I was fucking cooperating. Dick forced me over to the ropes, one hand securing the hammerlock and the other hand using my hair as a handle, and pressed my chest into the ropes, rubbing my tits back and forth across the top rope. "You fucking bastard!" I cried out, as much in pain as anger. That only seemed to amuse Dick, and he pushed me forward hard, then let go of my hair and grabbed the top rope, yanked backwards, and sent me back to the mat on my ass. Dick sat behind me on the mat and reached around to grab both of my tits. Then he locked his legs around my waist. He really poured on the pressure with that body scissors, while maintaining a death grip on my tits.
"Give it up, girl," he growled, "or I'll rip your titties off."
This was Dick's favorite tactics against his female opponents. wrench a tit submission out of them, then demand a blowjob before he'd let them go. It was a real crowd pleaser, watching the loser suck dick off. And then he'd come all over their faces. But they weren't going to see that tonight. It took a few elbow jabs, but I finally loosened his grip on my tits, then arched my back and slammed my ass down hard into Dick's balls. It only took two of those ball busters before I was free. I whipped my body around and grabbed his cock through his trunks, erect now. "Now you ready to give up, old man?" I shouted. "Or I'll rip something off." Dick was clearly in pain, but he put forth an effort to get my tits again. About all he could do was grab my nipples, which felt more like foreplay than pain. I kept crushing his balls until he nearly passed out. I moved forward and lowered my tits to his face. I used them to box his face a few times before trapping him in between them, cutting off his air supply. He tried to struggle, but the smother hold was effective. In less than a minute, he went limp. I got off him and pressed both hands lightly on his chest, and over the PA, the announcer called out, 1, 2, 3! I had won the match, but I wasn't finished. I pulled down the front of his trunks. His cock was still nearly erect. I massaged it briefly and brought it fully hard. I began milking him, and just as he was regaining consciousness, his cock exploded with cum all over his stomach and chest. I got up and strutted around the ring, hands in the air, enjoying the cheers of the crowd. Back in the dressing room, I had stripped off my boots and bikini bottoms, getting ready for a hot shower, when Dick walked in. He stripped off his mask.
"Nice match, baby girl," he said.
"Thanks, Dad," I said, and I gave him a kiss on the cheek. Wrestling runs in the family. You should see what Mom can do to him. This has been a Sounds Foxy production. I'm Lily Ways. Thanks for listening.